Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 51, and I don't know what just happened. I just have to re-record. I just recorded the podcast, and I went to listen to a little bit of the playback, and 99% of it was gone. I don't know what happened. So I may be starting and stopping this thing. I'll try to do it delicately throughout the process here to make sure it's... We're getting everything we need. So here we are, you and me. It is my birthday. I already talked about this stuff. I'm going to try to reiterate what I talked about before. My computer is acting weird. My little Mac is acting weird because I tried to delete when I did a test, and the delete button wasn't working on my GarageBand. Oh, that's just text. That's just technical stuff that we don't want to get into. It is my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. I'm not a big fan of my birthday, okay? Not a big fan. I've talked about this before. I think it's got to do with the fact, and I don't think it's just because I'm getting older, because this goes way back in time, but part of it might be that it's, you know, right a few days after Christmas, right before New Year's Eve. So it sort of just seems like it's just thrown in the mix. I guess if I was a heavy-duty partier, I could say I would be like, okay, I just keep party all the way through. But I, even back in the days when I was a partier, I didn't like it. Maybe it was just too much partying. But it is my birthday. I feel a lot of pressure. There's always pressure on the birthday to do something good. Do something good for yourself. Have a happy birthday today. Have a good, happy, loving, wonderful birthday. Treat yourself well. Be a person of birthdayness. Let your birthday shine amongst all the birthdays around the world and around the universe. And I feel like every day should be like your birthday. I try to live every day as if it's my birthday and enjoy it. And, you know, people ask, are you doing anything special? Are you going anywhere? Are you doing anything? Stop it. Stop asking me that. I'm doing my podcast. I just recorded it. What happened? I went to listen to playback and it was gone. I don't know what happened. It's crazy. I hope that this time it doesn't leave. I hope it doesn't leave me. I'm doing some starting and stopping to see that this thing is recording. It is now. Maybe I should just trust it'll work out this time. I don't know. I might have pushed a bad button, a wrong button. I don't know. Something happened. But the other thing about my birthday that I don't like is back, I think when I was about either between 6 or 7 or 8 years old, I had a birthday party with lots of kids and my parents and my family apartment back in Paterson, New Jersey. And, I was inviting like all my friends, and I had a very good friend who was my age, and then there was a guy that was a couple years older than me that lived in my neighborhood, and I guess he got invited because he was a kid and whatever. We were kind of friendly, you know, we hung around as kids, but he was a bully, and he started beating up on my friend, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, getting in the middle of it, trying to, you know, keep these guys from getting into a fight, you know, and I'm a bouncer at my own party at the age of 7. You know, that was kind of weird. And this bully kid, you know, we became friendlier later in our teen years when he outgrew his bulliness. But the story goes, my mom has recounted this many times, that back in the old days, we would be outside playing, and he would start, you know, beating me up. You know, we'd be wrestling, and he'd start beating me up, and my mother would try to break it up, but his mother would say, no, they're boys, that's what boys do, let them go. And so my mother was like, okay, I guess, I mean, I wasn't getting hurt or anything too badly, and so she let it go. But then one day, I guess I had enough, and I kind of lifted the kid up and threw him down and just started beating the living crap out of him, and his mother broke it up right away, hey! So when he was beating me up, it was okay. And when I was beating him up, it wasn't so okay. So that's That's what it all relates to my birthday. Okay? All relates to my birthday. What a drag it is getting old. Oh, help me. All right, enough about the birthday. I am enjoying my birthday so far, except for the fact that I'm re-recording this podcast. You know, if this happens again, I'm probably going to take a break and not do it until maybe do it on a different device. Probably could do it on my iPhone or I got the iPad I haven't even used yet. All right, enough inner thoughts coming out of my mouth regarding technical stuff. Let's do a little week in review. Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, I did the traditional Jewish thing. I called a Chinese restaurant and ordered some food to be delivered. And they really need, in some of these Chinese restaurants, they really need to get the phone person skills up to speed. The guy who answered the phone was just like, you know, just not that articulate, and he seemed nervous. Maybe it was his first day on the job. I'm trying to get, I'm trying to order, you know, basically chicken chow mein and Mongolian beef, and this is throwing him. I go, yes, I'd like to order a chicken chow mein. He goes, you want the chicken chow mein, and I was like, oh man, calm down. Yeah, this is not that big a deal. You know, if you got pork chow mein, I'll take that. Oh, you want pork chicken? No, the chicken's fine. And Mongolian beef. You want Mongolian? Oh, Mongolian. Oh, I don't know. Oh, the Mongolian beef. And it's like, whoa, boy. Calm down, brother. Calm down. And, you know, I ordered the food, and you know something? I've been cooking for myself lately, and pretty healthfully, and I have to say that this food was a little too salty for my taste. You know, when you order food outside of your home, and you're not controlling the ingredients, a lot of times they overuse the salt or the sugar, and or the sugar. And I think they went a little crazy on the salt, and I wasn't that thrilled with either dish. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. And then I was gonna spend the evening streaming my Netflix, and Netflix went haywire, and you couldn't do it. They had a problem, which I found out the next day. They were blaming on Amazon. You know, they just couldn't accept the responsibility for Netflix blames Amazon for, you know. Come on, what has Amazon got to do with it? I don't care if Amazon is your server, your host, your partner, your lover, your wife. Just say, listen, we take responsibility. What's that pointing a finger at poor Amazon? They got enough problems getting out all the Amazon gift cards and Amazon gifts. So, but it just kind of, you know, showed me how spoiled I am because I was just like, oh, I want my Netflix. It's Christmas Eve and I want to watch my Netflix. But, you know, thank God it's working now. And then Christmas Day, I went to Deb and Rudy's and we had a fine Italian dinner. It was lovely. It was sumptuous. It was scrumptious. I'm getting a text from Rick Lee on my iPhone. Oh, no, maybe he's calling. But I have my phone shut off. Rick Lee is one of my friends who listens to my podcast, I know, so he will appreciate getting a shout out. I see that he's probably leaving a message. And that's neither here nor there. So Christmas Day was fun. And then my friend Steve, Steve Oliver was in New York, and he sent some... on my text, on my message, on my phone, he sent some pics of some landmarks in New York. He's from New York. I'm from that part of the country. And the only problem is he sends them in groups, like to groups, and he did it again. And my fear was that, like, last time he did something like this, I started getting all these people responding to him And so I became privy to their conversations. I was a little too voyeuristic for me. I didn't need to be alerted that, oh, Steve is getting another message. Oh, that's great. But this time he only sent it to three people, and only one person responded, so that was fine. And then I had an interesting little thing, a little controversy went down this week. I've been doing some tweeting on Twitter. You know, that's the only place you're going to tweet, right? It's on Twitter. I've been trying to come up with, like, you know, nice little one-liners, something that's amusing, tasteful, funny, whatever. And nothing about me sitting around eating a sandwich, nothing mundane. And so I posted a tweet. I said, black is supposed to make you slimmer. And then I said, African-Americans must feel really lucky. You know, it's kind of a cute, innocuous joke. And I was thinking to myself, you know, somebody's probably going to take this the wrong way. They're going to twist just because I see the word black and African-Americans. And sure enough, a white guy, an old friend of mine, a fan of my comedy, made a comment on Facebook, because my Twitter and my Facebook are connected. And he said, you know, not funny, Al. I mean, if you want to do a Jew joke or something like that, you know, something to do with your own group, but, you know, this could be perceived as racist, and I wouldn't want to see somebody take what you say the wrong way. Of course, I know that you're not a racist. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Which is basically what I said when I wrote him back, you know. And then he said to me, well, you know, when I first saw it, I thought it was amusing. I chuckled. But then I thought, well, you know, somebody might take it the wrong way and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, why are you making up, why are you defending some imaginary thing that hasn't even happened? I mean, I do that in my head. I'll have, like, conversations and arguments with people in my head. But it's me in my head. This guy is actually having imaginary conversations with somebody. He's doing it with somebody in my head. I don't know, or something like that. So it just seemed weird. And it's always, in a situation like that, it's always the white people that come to the rescue for the black people. I know, because one of my friends, African-American woman, she responded, and she seemed to be amused by it. You know, she wasn't offended. Which reminded me of something that happened 20 years ago. That's right, 20 years ago, back in the, oh, maybe like 21, like 20 and a half years ago, like 92 or so, I was playing, doing stand-up at the Mondrian Hotel in Hollywood, West Hollywood. And I used to do this bit called The Mumbling Comedian, which was based on a black, older black gentleman who was a comedian, and the whole point of the joke was I couldn't understand what the hell this guy was talking about. He just mumbled. He'd be like, hey, well, dude, you walk into a bar, the bit used to kill. I'm going to just do the bit now, just doing a sampling of the bit. And the bit would kill, and I'm there at the Mondrian one night, and there was a lot of black comedians, male comedians there, and they loved it. The brothers loved it. But some white lady stood up after I did it, and she called me in front of the entire audience a racist and walked out. And I was just like, who are you defending? What are you talking about? Just because I'm doing a character? You telling me this character doesn't exist? That I'm making this up? That this is derogatory to somebody? This guy actually talks like this. I didn't mention his name. I didn't say who he was, but he talks just like this. Which reminds me of another white guy I used to know that back in the old days, like in the late 80s, when I had an answering machine, and I just got an answering machine, maybe the mid-late 80s, and I was experimenting with, you know, my outgoing message, and I was doing different characters, and one day I was like, I'm not in right now, please leave a message. And he got so offended, he said it was racist, it was offensive, it's like, oh, really? Because I'm doing a character. Why don't you take your lily white butt and go to where it don't shine? Take it where it don't shine. I don't know. I just felt, I just feel like people just take themselves too seriously. I mean, I didn't say anything. That was real. I mean, if that's as controversial, I mean, if that's racist, Man, that should have been as racist as the civil rights movement ever got. When they were marching down south and somebody came and said, well, y'all look like, don't have to worry about gaining weight. Okay. If that was the most racist it ever got, boy, that would have been good. Full of the demonstrations and the lunch counters and the dogs and all that BS that went down with those poor people. Anyway, I'm not a racist, and I've never been a racist, and I will never be a racist. Okay. Next is, I know we got the fiscal cliff looming. I don't understand it. It just seems like last year we had the debt ceiling. It's always something to fear. Oh, the debt ceiling. Oh, the fiscal cliff. You know, I just hope that the fiscal cliff, if we do go over the fiscal cliff, we have a soft landing into the fiscal ocean, and we dry off on the fiscal beach. And after that, we go to the fiscal food court and have some fiscal fish. You know, I don't understand what the heck is going on with these fiscal people. And then I go to my go-to supermarket this past week. And I wear shorts a lot. I wear shorts. I don't wear a lot of shorts at once, but I wear shorts. Generally speaking, it takes, if I'm just going in and out of the house real quick, unless it's below 50, I don't put on long pants. I don't bother. I'm just going running to the store. I wear my shorts, and I went to my go-to supermarket, and I was in there, and a customer came up to me, and I don't know this person, this guy, older gentleman, and he said, "I see you're wearing shorts," and I wanted to say, "Wow, you're very observant. I hope you're not coming on to me because of my incredible legs." And he says, that can cause arthritis. And I go, well, I've already had arthritis in my hips. I've had one hip replacement. I'm going for another one. So I guess I'm already too late for me. Or he goes, well, that could cause arthritis in your knees and your legs. And really? And he goes, oh, yeah, I was told this when I was 30. I'm 70 now. And for 40 years, I've been fine. And I say, you never wear shorts? I mean, he says he never wears shorts. I go, you never wear shorts? Not even in warm weather? He goes, not even in warm weather. And I want to say, sir, you are friggin' insane. You're out of your friggin' mind. You're telling me you never wear shorts, ever. Do you ever take your clothes off and go in the shower? Only briefly. And I was thinking, I was going to say to him, it's funny, because I get the arthritis in my hips, and my shorts obviously cover my hips. The only way that this theory would work is if I was wearing no shorts and nothing. I was completely naked to go to the market. Then I could see where you could say, you can't walk, you can't shop at the go-to market naked, basically because you're going to get arthritis in your hips and other areas. I just think he was crazy because, did I ask him? I mean, did I ask for this unsolicited advice? No, I did not. So why don't you just mind your shorts-looking eyes, do your shopping, and let me do mine and leave me alone. All right? Okay. All right. A couple more things left here, folks. I think the other podcast might have been a little bit longer. I think I'm getting spent. I talked about my flute being repaired last week. And when they send it back, they forgot to send this kind of metal stick and cloth that you use to clean up the flute. And I had informed Omar, the technician, and he said he would send it. And a week went by, and I didn't get it. And I called him. And he said to me, oh! He goes, you didn't get it? And I go, no. He goes, oh. He goes, yeah. I told the shipping guy yesterday, because I'd forgotten. I told him yesterday to ship it, and he didn't get around to it yet because of the holidays. And so he was going to ship it out today. And I was thinking, okay, that's fine. But I didn't say this, but I was thinking, why are you asking me did I not get it? How would I have gotten it if you didn't ship it yet? Unless you're going to instant ship me, like instant message. See, that's where technology is going, folks. Years from now, we'll be able to instant ship. We'll just go, listen, I'll instant ship you. Sorry for the delay. Boom. And the stick and the cloth will show up, and hopefully they will be in the right locations. Okay. Last but not least, I've got an old comedy acquaintance, an old friend of mine. Not really a friend, but an acquaintance, who is a little mashugana, as they say. He's got to go in for some. He's probably going to need hip surgery, but he's trying to avoid it and do other things. Fine. But the thing about this guy is that he will. He's very neurotic, and he calls and he asks me a lot of questions, and a lot of questions, and he wants to know different things. But I just know that he's just not going to follow anything I say. He's just going to take his own counseling and do something. Because I gave him some advice a couple weeks ago, and which I thought was sound advice. I told him that if he upped his insurance, it would cover fully most of his surgery. And I said, well, you might as well do that now. And he had and then he calls me and tells me he didn't do it. And he's trying some alternative method. And so it's like, okay, then why are you calling me? Why are you asking me? And the thing that annoys me about this guy is I've told this guy continuously that if you want to get in touch with me, call my cell. I have a landline and I have a cell phone. And the landline is sort of a backup. I hardly ever answer it. I use it sometimes, but I mostly use the cell. And so he continuously, when he calls me, he'll call the landline. And I've told him, hey, this is my landline. And he just can't seem to get it straight. I even texted him one day when we were talking. This is my cell now, so put this in your phone. And so he called me the other night. Oh, Al, I'm calling. I think this is your cell. He's just so confused. The poor guy is so confused. And, I don't know what to tell him. But he's given me an excuse to not call him back. Because I think I'm kind of done talking to him for a while. I think I've answered all his questions that I want to answer regarding hip surgery. And I think the first podcast I did that got a raise was funnier. That's the thing that gets me, folks, is when the podcast before, I think, was a funnier podcast. Oh, man. Well, okay. At least I think it was. It felt funnier. All right, enough about this. And it was also a little bit longer. Just a little bit. Doesn't matter. What are we worried about? It's just a podcast. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. I want to wish you all a happy new year. Of course, it's just another day. To me, it's just so funny how we divide it into years. You know, it's just happy just another day, really. Really, I know it's 2013, but that's because we say it is. It's just another day, folks. I know the astrologers and numerologers would disagree. But anyway, let's wish you all a happy new year. Wish me a happy birthday. I've got a lot of love from Facebook. Yo, all the Facebook love I got for my birthday, thank you so much. And until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.